in the Phoenix Public Library, the Mrs. to conduct some historical research in the newspaper microfiche, me apparently to do mine on human behavior. The hombre next to me on the public computer I was allowed 15 minutes max usage, took up 5 of those minutes asking if I had bought cocaine in the library parking lot. "Not yet," I said, trying not to make eye contact or appear too interested. He inquired then if I had been asked to buy a yearly park pass. I replied, "No." He was interested if I had ever been kidnapped. "Not to my knowledge," I answered while struggling to remember my login info. A library, even a small town biblioteca, is a wacko magnet. Librarians probably should be trained in sociology and hired by social services. Drugs in the bathroom, animals brought inside, sleepers on the couches, derelicts in the hallways, the insane and the hopeless wandering the stacks. All welcome, all tolerated, all of us one big dysfunctional family. Nevertheless, I'm always thankful to old Andy Carnegie for the invention of free public libraries. These rich philanthropists, the 1%, I suppose, felt some small guilt over their cutthroat greed and tried to make amends to their reputation. Okay, by me. Well, sort of. I can see I'm going to be here a while. Maybe read a magazine, maybe purchase some cocaine or an Arizona Park season pass. Just hope I'm not kidnapped. If you get this, don't necessarily consider it a ransom note, unless it's comprised of letters cut out from a magazine.